Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon, coming to you with another podcast on the credit repair process. First, let me shout out to all of my followers, all of my subscribers, all of my credit repair followers, of course. Big shout out to all of you guys. I appreciate you guys. Without you guys, I could not be doing what I'm doing. Without your following, without your encouragement, without you just letting me know that you're using the information to begin the process of cleaning up your credit. I love those testimonies. I love those encouraging emails. I love those encouraging Instagram messages, Facebook messages. I really appreciate you guys, and I can't, guys and gals, I can't say it enough. And this is why I'm encouraged to continue to bring these podcasts. And again, I let you guys know that the information that I give you is not all inclusive. I'm not giving you everything, because it would take me hours to do a podcast, but I try to give you guys enough of every subject that I talk about to where at least it gets you motivated or give you some understanding that if you're going through that, this is what you can do. This is what the law says. This is how you deal with a debt collector. This is how you write letters, right? And then you can always follow that up. That information I give you, you can always follow that up, Google more information about it, hear what other people are saying about it, right? I'm just trying to give you the a jump start, or at least pile on to what somebody else is saying about any particular subject that I talk about. So again, I can't say it enough that I appreciate you guys. I really, really do. And just keep following, keep subscribing, keep liking the video, keep sharing the video, the podcast. I said video, the podcast. That's because I got YouTube pages going. I got Instagram. I got Facebook, you know, so I get confused. I got, what's the new one now? My mind just went blank there a little bit. Got the TikTok going. So sometimes I'm cross-referencing words, but you guys know what I mean when I'm here on this podcast. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so very much. I salute all you guys and gals for following me and for really saying that you are encouraged by the subjects and the topics of the messages that I give you. All right. So with that in mind, big shout out to you guys. We're going to be talking about debt collection letters. I want to talk a little bit more and give you some more information on debt collection letters. In particular, now that it is expanded to emails and it is expanded to social media where they can reach you now, right? But they still have to follow the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Debt collectors have to follow the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act when it comes to leaving messages in your inbox or your DM when it comes to them reaching out to you about some particular debt. Now, again, let me say this. With the attorneys that I work with, all my clients who submit debt collection letters to me that I look over and turn over to my attorney, out of every 15 letters I'll send, maybe sometimes 7 or 8 will have violations in them. Sometimes 5, sometimes 3, sometimes 12 of those letters will have violations. But the point I'm making is those debt collection letters that these debt collectors are sending you. And now if they send it to you in an email, it's a collection letter. You can just print out the email. If they send it to you through an inbox on Facebook, it's a collection letter, right? You can print it out, you can screenshot it, send it to an attorney to look over and see if there are any violations in it, right? Because certain things they're supposed to say in there, certain things they should not be saying in those letters or emails or inbox messages that you may start getting now that that has been opened up to them, right? And again, violations, right? When I say violations, I mean the debt collectors, their goal is just to get the money, just to get the money from you. And some of them just are wicked and evil and shrewd when it comes to them just trying to get money out of you. And they don't care that they break the law, they violate the law. Sometimes they're willing, you know, they take that chance, because 9 out of 10 times, if they violate the law for 5 people, at least 3 or 4 of them going to end up paying them without challenging them on that violation. And so they know that the numbers are in their favor, because most people don't know what their rights are. And that's the problem. So they get away with a lot, even though the government came up with these laws to protect us as consumers. The only problem is the government don't send these laws to our house. You got to actually know, go out there on the internet, Google it, read it, and get an understanding of what those laws are that protects your rights. And if you don't have time to do all that reading, just give it to a consumer attorney. Reach out to a local consumer attorney. You can Google them in your state, your area. Find out most of them will take on a case without charging you anything. They'll look over it and determine whether there was a lawsuit or not. So you have weapons. You have weapons. You have resources. You have the law basically on your side. But the debt collectors, they don't mind breaking it because they get away with it more times than they're caught. But if we start upping the ante and start making them pay more so than not, that will kind of lower the playing field as far as them doing it the right way. Now, there are some debt collectors out there that try to do it the right way, that try to be honest in their collection of a debt. But then there are a whole lot of them that are just wicked, that just try any way they can. So, it's just, you know, when it comes to debt collector, it's just amazing how they act and how they, you know, move about. But anyway, we're talking about debt collection letters, right? And again, one of the major things that when you receive a collection letter, again, so I don't have to keep saying this, when I mention debt collection letters, I'm not only talking about letters that goes to your house, but I'm talking about emails that they may send you, or inbox on Facebook they may send you, or DM you in Instagram. Whatever way they reach out to you and leave you a writing, a letter, a whatever, that's what I'm talking about. So there's still information that they have to put in those emails. And one of the major ones that they have to put in, the law says they have to be in there, is they have to have this saying. In every letter that they send out, they have to have this saying: unless you notify this office within 30 days after receiving this notice that you dispute the validity of this debt or any portion thereof, this office will assume the debt is valid. If you notify the office in writing within 30 days after receiving this notice that you dispute the validity of the debt or any portion thereof, this office will obtain verification of the debt or obtain a copy of it, or judgment, if there be one, of any, and mail you a copy of such judgment or verification. If you request in this office in writing within 30 days after receiving this notice, this office will provide you with the name and address of the original creditor, if different from the current creditor. This communication is from a debt collector. That's the second part. This communication is from a debt collector. The purpose of this letter is to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. So typically, there was two things that they had to put in those debt collectors. One, unless you notify within 30 days after receiving this notice that you dispute the validity of this debt. And the second one, they have to state in there, this communication is from a debt collector, and the purpose of this letter is to collect a debt. Now, a lot of times they would omit one of those two things. And if they do that, they violated the law, and they will be, you know, sued for it if you get a consumer lawyer, right? So again, you need to say, are those two informations in there? Unless you notify within 30 days after receiving this notice, and two, this communication is from a debt collector. Now, with that said, that was the old way they did it. With that said, now, and I wanted to make sure I state that, because there are still letters going out, even though the laws have changed since November 30th, when it comes to debt collection letters. Now, the debt collector has to verify. So first of all, if you get that letter, if you get, you can still send that letter over to an attorney, consumer attorney, to look over it to see if there's any violations in there, because it's just not those two things. But sometimes in those letters, they ask you to, you know, they set up payment plans, pay this amount, pay that amount, pay this amount, you know, and before they even tell you that this is, you know, you have the right to dispute this information, that's potentially a violation as well. All right. So there are a number of ways. And again, I'm not an attorney, not trying to act like one. I don't even play one on TV. I don't play one on TV. So if you're looking for legal advice, you have to seek out a consumer attorney for legal advice. All the information I give you guys is for educational purposes only, and information that I believe you can use and apply to yourself. But nothing is legal advice about what I give out. All right. Just want to make sure I get that in there as well. So seeking out a consumer attorney who deals with this on a consistent basis is your best bet. Now I'm going to talk to you, come back and talk to you just a few minutes on how my attorneys that I work with have been slamming these debt collectors. But we'll get into that right after this. You're listening to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. Welcome back to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. Now, as we were talking about with these debt collection letters, and now, of course, them being able to reach out to you for, you know, through Facebook, through any social media platform where they can private message you or DM you or anything like that. But on the same hand, they still have to abide by the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And even with, based on the new law that came out November 30th, they now, instead of you having to ask them to verify the debt, they now have to do that up front. If they talk to you on the phone, they have to either let you know we're going to send you information within 5 days, or they can just break down that information over the phone with you. If they leave you a message about a debt, then after they leave the message, they must, within 5 days, send you the validation letter. So now you don't have to wait for that, say, unless you notify this office within 30 days, right? So any debt collector that reaches out to you after November 30th, which now we're in December, have to verify the debt themselves up front. You don't, they don't have to wait for you to say, hey, you know, and they wait another 30 days for them to get the information. They have to do it up front when they reach out to you. If they're not doing that, even before they report it to the credit bureaus that you owe them this debt, they have to contact you, leave you a message. And if they leave you a message, then they have to wait 14 days before they send it to the credit bureau, report it to the credit bureau. So there are some good changes when it comes to these debt collectors. But if they send you a notice that came before November 30th, then, yeah, you still would have to notify them that you dispute the debt. But again, I'm saying any letter that you get, you should be turning over to a consumer attorney. Find one in your area. There are plenty of them out there that deal with the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and that will take on your cases. If you feel you can't find any and you want to send me the letters, well, you can send it to my email. I will send them directly to the debt collector. They will look over it and let me know if there is a case or not, and in turn, I will let you know. So you can send debt collection letters to creditrepair64@gmail.com. It'll actually be in the description of this podcast or any podcast, or my email address. Just send it to my email address at creditrepair64@gmail.com. But again, yeah, our attorneys, they, in the last 4 years, again, some of you have heard me say this, we've had debt collectors pay out over $130,000 total of payments to our clients that we've helped repair their credit. And when we say repair their credit, dealing with information on their credit report that's inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable. Any inaccuracy, if it's not, you know, accurate, then we don't deal with it. But any inaccurate information, we help the clients realize that that information does not have to stay on your credit report. They either have to fix it or they have to delete it. And that's how we help our clients. Our attorneys just look over those letters, look over their credit reports. If they find violations, they will actually sue them. And they do not charge. And typically, 9 out of 10 consumer attorney that deals in the consumer, you know, area, credit area, does not charge to file a lawsuit on your behalf. 9 out of 10 times, they take your case, look over it, and if they see something, then they will sue. And you know why they're able to do that? Because the law allows those attorneys to, if they win the case, whoever they sue will have to pay their attorney fees. And that's how they just get a lot of settlements. And that's why they can do it for the consumer for free. And that's why they'll look over your case. If they feel you have a case, and most 9 out of 10 times, if they feel you have a case, you probably have a case. But they'll sue and, you know, either work out a settlement or take it to court. If they lose, they don't make no money. They don't charge you anything, and they don't make no money. If they win, you get a payout. They get the attorney fees paid. Everybody's happy, but the debt collector. And they shouldn't be happy because they're the ones who violated your rights. So anyway, don't be throwing away these debt collection letters. They could be worth up to $1,000 to you. Do not be throwing them away. I know it's easy to do. You're not going to pay the bill. You don't want to pay the bill. So you get it in the mail and you boil it up and you throw it away. But a lot of people are throwing away thousands of dollars in settlements, in lawsuit money because of violations. So it's your choice. I just wanted to give you that information. Again, I want to thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. Any way that you want to reach out to me, it's in the description of all my podcasts. I welcome your questions. I welcome your encouragement. I welcome, sometimes you want a topic you want me to talk about, put it in. Reach out to me, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And of course, my TikTok, you know, the Credit Doctor 64. That's my TikTok name. All that. So there's umpteen ways that you can reach out to me and we'll give you an answer. We don't charge you for no answers. We'll give you the answer. And if we don't have it, we'll seek it out and get back to you. But if you want us to talk about a particular topic, let us know and we'll follow that up because we're always getting new listeners. So sometimes we're going to have to go over some of the things we talked about before just because of new listeners who may not be going through, you know, the beginning of my episodes all the way up. All right. So I appreciate you guys. Remember, you guys stay blessed. The holiday seasons are coming up. Stay blessed, whatever you do. But always remember to be a blessing. And with that, we say have a blessed day.